Welcome to the Kevin Hilly Podcast, just a sample of what he does each morning on 101.9 The Wave. Now, here's Kevin.
This has almost become an annual tradition here, checking in with my friend Tony Scott in Ireland at Southeast Radio on St. Patrick's Day. Now, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, obviously not today, but we want to do it right now. So, good morning, Tony. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Kevin. I'm very, very well. Thank you very much. And thank you for calling and thinking of me, because nobody else does.
Well, that's why God put me on this earth, you know, to be Tony's friend, you know. So, there you go. So, you got big plans for tomorrow?
No.
No, wait a minute. I'm calling Ireland. I'm calling an Irishman's Irishman. And you say you got no plans for St. Patrick's Day? Really?
Do you remember what I did last year?
You sat there in your studio and you gave us the audio of the parade as it came by. Am I right about that?
No, that was the year before.
Oh, was that the year before? Okay, all right, see. They all blend together.
Right? I was in England celebrating St. Patrick's Day.
That's right. See, again, that just seems so wrong. I'm sorry, you know? It's
like, I know what you mean, but I'm doing the same again this year.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to pull your Irish card. I'm sorry, you know?
You're more Irish than I am.
No, that's not true. First of all, I'm only half Irish, all right? My father's side of the family was Irish. My mother's side was Armenian. People are like, Irish and Armenian? What, did your parents meet off the boat, you know?
I'll be having a pretty quiet day.
Well, I will tell you that we have a pretty fantabulous St. Patrick's Day parade here at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri.
Wow.
I mean, it's a big deal. It's happening tomorrow, and we're hoping the weather holds out. It's going to be rather dull and dreary weather-wise. But,
yeah, it's supposed to be snowing here at the weekend.
Yeah, I heard your weather is like changing like quickly there, isn't it?
We have had the worst weather in like decades. We had a really, really bad. We had the beast from the east completely shut the country down. Mm. Nothing was running. Boats, trains, planes, buses, they were all stopped.
The beast from the east. I thought you were referring to one of my old girlfriends, but okay.
No.
Anyway. Boom, boom. All right. So I'll tell you what. Tony has put together some St. Patrick's Day fun facts for me. I guess you're gonna quiz me here to see How much I actually know about the big day, right?
Yeah, I am. I'm going to ask you, first of all.
Yes.
Where was the first ever St. Patrick's Day parade held?
My guess is going to be Dublin, and I'm sure that's incorrect.
That is so incorrect.
Is it in the United States?
It is.
Is it New York?
No, it's the second.
It's got to be Boston.
It was Boston. In 1737, first ever St. Patrick's Day parade.
I think there are more Irish in Boston, seriously, than there are in Ireland.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Boston put out a job advertisement many, many years ago looking to, basically populize the city. So the Irish went there.
There you go. We'll bring anybody in at this point. Come on, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So here's the next one.
All right.
Where's St. Patrick from?
Okay, this one I know. He was from England.
No, wrong.
Not Ireland, right?
He was born in Wales.
Really? He was Welsh?
Yes, he was Welsh.
I didn't know. Well, what makes him so Irish then?
Well, what happened was, when he was 16, and this is all kind of hearsay, but when he was in his teenage years, what seemingly happened was he was kidnapped by Irish pirates and then taken to Ireland to work as a shepherd.
I'm sorry, Irish pirate. Arrgh! Like that kind of pirate? Arrgh! Come here, St. Patrick! And Scally the Wag, or I don't know.
All of that.
Okay.
And what happened was,
did they have hooks or eye patches and all? No, never mind. I'm sorry. Yes, go ahead.
No eye patches. That was the Italian pirates. And what happened was, he escaped, then he returned back to Ireland when he was in his late 20s as a bishop, and then that's when the kind of, he was the founder of Christianity.
Okay, I've heard the missionary sort of aspect of that before. Okay, how about that? I didn't know.
There you go.
Fascinating stuff. All right, so far I'm, I guess we can say one for two on this. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to give you another one.
Okay.
Up to the 1970s, what was banned in Ireland on St. Patrick's Day?
I'm thinking of all kinds of bad answers here. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to go with beer.
You're very close. You're very, very close. I'll give you that, because up until the 1970s, Irish law banned pubs from opening.
Really?
17th of March. It was a mark of respect for the religious day that it was.
Okay, I was going to say, if that happened here, St. Patrick's Day would go out of business. Are you kidding?
If you weren't
allowed to drink on St. Patrick's.
It was also, I don't know if I'm sure Christians will know about Good Friday.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Well, in Ireland, up until last year, all pubs were shut on Good Friday.
Really? Really?
Yeah. So you'd have so many tourists coming over for their Easter weekend.
Yes.
And they're just roaming around Dublin looking for a pub, but they couldn't find one because they're all closed.
I went to Ireland for St. Patrick's Day and I couldn't find a place. I couldn't find a pub. Imagine. Is it still? I mean, and you can tell me obviously from that perspective there, Tony. Is the holiday still more of a religious celebration, or have they sort of imported a lot of the U.S. celebration now?
Yeah, I think it's gone more that way. It's more about promoting, pride of being Irish, mm-hmm. and just being proud of being Irish. And I mean, it is also one of the best marketing campaigns for the country.
Oh,
because
sure,
you've got.
Yeah.
The likes of the pyramids turning green. You've got so many national monuments all across the world lighting up green that day.
That's true.
The Irish Tourism Board are like, this is the, like, you couldn't pay for this kind of promotion.
If I'm not mistaken, I think the White House turns green on St. Patrick's.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, our Irish Prime Minister gone over to meet your guy.
How about that, huh? I love that. I saw that yesterday.
He's gone over with a bowl of poisonous
Stop it now. Come on. Yo, I was trying to keep this conversation high-minded and noble, but forget it. Well, there you go. My friend Tony's got my buddy. I wish you a very happy St. Patrick's Day tomorrow. And even over in England, all right? Maybe try to look toward Ireland once or twice at least, okay?
I will be wearing green.
Oh, okay, good. Because do you have the...
Don't worry.
Do you have the pinching tradition there, by the way?
With the pinching tradition?
Yeah, if you don't wear green on St. Patrick's Day, people around you are allowed to pinch you. Have you ever heard of
Absolutely
that?
Absolutely not. That's ridiculous.
I agree, but...
That's so American.
That part of it is ours, so there you go.
Keep it.
Tony, happy St. Patrick's Day, my friend. Really appreciate it.
And to you.
You'll find the Kevin Hilly Podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Audio Boom, Stitcher, and TuneIn. Subscribe, share, comment, and like. You can email Kevin, too, at kevinhilly@gmail.com. And, of course, he's on the air each day from 6 to 10 a.m. Central Time on 101.9 The Wave. Thanks for listening to the Kevin Hilly Podcast.